up high, up and high. Heaven high.
Let's all smoke some weed. Oh, it is sticky without no feet.
Ah, welcome back, stoners. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and I am super excited for this episode. I'm super excited that you're here listening right now. I'm super excited because I'm super high right now, and I like to be high. If you're not familiar with this is the show where we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. That's the whole point of the show. It's our attempt to try to normalize cannabis through the language of comedy. And we have two really great guests here today. We'll meet them in a moment. We're not just a podcast, new episodes every Tuesday, but we also do a live show every month at the Upright Citizens Brigade as well. We also do satellite shows at different theaters as well. You can check out more information on that at imtooeffinghigh.com. But it's the first Saturday of the month is our monthly live show, and we get some of the best comedians in Los Angeles smoking some of the best weed and doing some of the best bits.
The audience is high.
The audience is high. We hotbox the theater. It's a real fun. It's the best $7 you'll spend all week for sure. Yeah. We have great musical guests, great blaze bit guests. It's a good time. So check that out. And with me as always is my right hand man, DJ Blue Dream.
Weed every day, smoke weed. We smoke weed every day. Weed every day, smoke weed. We smoke weed every day. Smoke weed, we smoke weed every day. Every weed. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
There he is. How you doing, DJ Blue Dream?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty high.
You pretty high?
Yeah, we just sucked down like maybe, an eighth of a joint, but very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, very fast.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it was good. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? How high are you?
Probably like a 7, 7.5.
Yeah, I'm around there too.
Yeah. Pretty mellow.
How's everything else? How's DJing?
How's fake DJing for this one show? Pretty
good. How's that going?
It's gone good. Yeah. You know, a lot of sound effects on my soundboard.
Yeah. You still trying to make it in Vegas eventually?
Yeah,
someday?
I am. There's like right now not a huge market for homemade sound effect audiences. Like it's building. But people aren't. They're not quite sure.
You're
what the
revolutionary,
show is yet.
Man. You know, yeah, you're a visionary.
That's true.
Is the word.
You want a sample of my set? I have
a
set coming.
Let's hear it. Yeah, let's
this
hear the
like,
sample.
This is what the opening would be like.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Smoke weed every. Smoke weed every day.
I mean, are you kidding me? There's not a market for this? That's insane. There has to be a market for this. In Vegas? For sure.
I hope so. One day.
Absolutely. I would pay money.
One day
to
I'll get
that.
All of Skrillex's audience.
Yeah.
Skrillex still big? Maybe not anymore.
I don't know,
no,
to be
I'm
honest.
Right. I'm wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Our guests today are saying no.
Silent nod.
We're not saying anything. We're just. You can't prove that.
I can't prove that you. Well, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
Wait, you know about like what DJs are popular?
Yeah, everyone's had sex with an EDM DJ. You have to
have
sex with one and you know the news.
Oh, right.
Being real loose with that word, everybody.
I wish
aren't
I was
we?
Kidding.
I don't think I have.
Who are the top three right now? If you had to pick.
Uh-oh.
EDM DJs. To have sex with.
To have sex with.
Oh, I think there's only one. I can't name them.
I think it's got to be the one you have sex with is Marshmello, the guy who wears a big fake marshmallow on his head.
Yeah. Guaranteed a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, that
you
would
gotta
be.
Gotta fuck that guy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just the novelty
to
of it
see,
alone.
Will he take it off? Will he leave it on?
Oh, he has to leave it on.
If he takes it off, can I wear it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, by I mean the person having sex with him. Not me. I didn't fuck Marshmello.
We know, Dave.
Don't like.
I didn't even know. Honestly, I didn't even know there. This is how disconnected I feel from, I guess, that genre. But I didn't even know there was a huge DJ named Marshmello that wears a giant marshmallow on his head. Is that a real thing?
Yep. I've only seen bench ads. Like,
okay.
But yeah, Marshmello's real. He DJs in Vegas all the time.
Oh.
And his head is like a big fake,
yeah,
weird thing that looks like a. I guess it's supposed to be a marshmallow.
Okay,
I think he got it from Deadmau5, like that style, mm-hmm, of, yeah, like a huge mask, right?
Because I think there's only two, mm-hmm, those two.
Those two.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if there was a whole army of people who were like, "No, I want to wear, I want to be wear a giant Captain Crunch head."
Captain Crunch, DJ Captain Crunch.
DJ Crunch. Yeah,
that's good, nice.
One. Yeah, that is a good one. Let's meet you guys, shall we? You guys both are you guys both host a podcast that just came out, I think. Which season is it that's just coming out right now?
Yeah, season three. I Burn Everything.
Yeah. You were also an extra on the show All My Children.
Yeah.
As a woman's hand, correct?
Yes, thank you so much for bringing this up. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I was a woman's hand. I got the script the night before sent to my house. And
the script.
I did, yeah. It was like a 80-page script, really thick.
Watermarked.
On the front, it said woman's hand.
Yeah.
And I had no lines and was wheeled in on a gurney, and it was just my hand. And I was honestly proud of this.
Yeah, you should be. That's great. What a great story. Yeah. That's Stevie Nelson, everybody.
Bob Marley and his reggae band.
Junior Sammy Joy Turnbrown.
They're playing reggae music all across the land.
Yeah, that's your vibe. That's
wow,
your
that
vibe.
Feels right. That feels right with my tan jacket.
Yeah,
and
100%.
My weird country feel.
Yeah, yeah, you got a little Nashville thing going on.
Yeah.
Very down home.
Yeah. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna hurt you behind the counter in like a general store in the South with one hand on the counter and one on a shotgun.
I ain't gonna hurt you much.
Yeah. So Stevie, welcome. Thanks for being here. Yeah. So, the question we always ask every guest on this show is, what is as of today, like, what is your current relationship to cannabis?
Okay, as of today, I just take some weed gummies to go to sleep at night.
Nice.
So my weed consumption is alone, and about 5 minutes in, I'm asleep.
Oh, great.
And I sleep so well.
And so are they like 5 milligrams each?
Okay, so. So that's. I'm confused because the tin says 100 milligrams.
Oh, yeah.
Probably total, right?
It would definitely be total.
Okay, because I told one of my friends that I was taking 100 milligrams a night. I'm like, I'm not kidding. This friend has called me so many times this week. Like,
to ask if
to make sure I'm okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I didn't know. So I guess 100 probably divided by 20. I don't know, 15.
Yeah. That makes much more sense.
Right?
If you were
is
eating...
that still a lot of THC?
No, I think it's about five. Yeah.
Okay.
Five is like about
that's like a dose.
Thank God.
It's probably five because I feel like if it was more, you'd be probably waking up high.
Oh yeah, that's not.
That would be my guess.
Oh man,
I woke up ready to go.
Yeah,
I have some gummies if anyone wants any. If you want to fall asleep.
Oh my God, I do.
If you did 100 milligram, I absolutely think you would be high. Probably until the next night,
no.
For sure.
Unless you're like Jacob Weissau. So we have, there's this friend of ours who does the live show and does a thing called the bong gong where it's essentially an audience game where he has to hit the bong every time a certain word is said on stage.
Yeah.
But he does like 300 milligram edibles regularly. He's such a hardcore stoner though that it doesn't hit him the same way.
Yeah, wow. That is. Yeah, that's the. I couldn't.
I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, Wysocki, yeah, he can. He can do. He can handle that.
That happens. Wow. Your tolerance just goes way up.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I it also goes up. it depends on like how you consume. So it'll raise your tolerance if you consume a lot of extracts like oil or like people that dab. Do you know dabbing at all?
No.
So dabbing is where, oh, this is great. I love this. You guys are on a show and now we can have a little conversation. Maybe audience members maybe they don't know what dabbing is.
We'll never introduce him though, right?
No, never. Okay, they'll never meet him.
Please.
Mm-hmm. He can talk. We're going to edit everything he says out.
These are my favorite, yeah. Honestly. I have these at home.
Can you do the same one?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to fall asleep?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Perfect.
Was that a mistake?
100%. I'll try and stay awake through it, but honestly, I'm going down.
Honestly, if you just slept through the rest of this podcast, I would be... Very, very right? Yeah, that would be hilarious. That would be great.
Great bit.
These are like more of a sativa, though, so they're supposed to pick you up a little.
This one in particular makes me fall asleep faster than my others.
The one that says uplift on it?
Not kidding.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that weird?
I shouldn't have. Well, it'll be fine.
Different brain chemistry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically dabbing is like, and that'll like really raise your tolerance, is like you take pure extract like oil or wax. And you get like a blowtorch and you heat the metal thing that it comes in and then like put the wax on there. And it's like almost 100. It's close to like 90% THC. Whereas wow. Like if you just smoke a joint, that's like around 20%, 12 to like 24% THC.
Whoa. Yeah. So do people dab just to increase their tolerance or do they dab because they like it? Like, do you know what I mean? Is it always...
I think they dab because their tolerance is... probably so high already that it's almost like, you know, the next step of it's like graduating, I guess.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a what's it called when it's a self-fulfilling, I don't know, but it's a bit of a cycle, like it gets you locked in,
yeah.
Once you start dabbing a lot, then you can only get high when you dab a bunch.
Yeah,
it's real hard get high from just a couple of drinks,
or you have to take what's known as a hiatus.
And tea break,
yeah. Let your tolerance level come up.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long of a break?
I don't know.
We should ask Jacob because he's done those.
That's a good question.
I think you can just do a couple of weeks. Sometimes a month is probably ideal.
It's not a very long time.
I'm
since
not a
I've
big dabber.
Taken,
yeah.
Taking a break. I'm not a big dabber either, but I don't think I've taken a weed break in a long time.
I don't think I could ever raise my tolerance, like. I feel like it's been the same forever.
Really?
And yeah. And it's
high or low?
Middle to low.
Middle to low.
And it's like I've never been the casual, like you're walking down the street with a friend and then they just start smoking a joint. Like it's a cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, well, it's two. What are we doing, man? I got plans at 11 p.m. I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's meet this voice. That's also from the podcast Burn Everything. I Burn Everything.
Food and Relationship Podcast, Season 3.
We're going to talk about it in a second.
We came back.
Please welcome Dave Horowitz.
Ganja babe, my sweet ganja babe. I love the way you love me and the way you're misbehaving.
So Dave, you were just giving us a little bit of an insight into your relationship. You were saying you're not the type to walk down the street, smoke a joint at 2 p.m.
Not unless I want my day to be super weird.
Yeah, and that's fair. Totally fair. I like weird days, so I could see myself walking down the street at 2 p.m. smoking a joint.
I think it depends.
If I'm not working too
much. If I got
a
big, wide open day,
yeah.
And part of that day involves like, maybe going to see a movie, maybe watching a movie at my house. Mm-hmm. Totally fine.
Yeah.
Ideal.
But if I have to interact with even one person, it's a bit risky.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So is it like social, like if it's more intimate, are you okay? Or is it more,
think so. Yeah. I mean, over time, I think the one thing that, it's like a hard line for me is I've learned to just like at parties, if it's just casually being passed around and I hit it more than once, mm-hmm. goodbye. Bye bye.
Oh, interesting.
Bye bye.
Where you go?
I go. I go.
Where you go?
You know, I go away.
You're gone.
I just hang out above my friends.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Just kind of floating. I'm like, oh, that looks fun. Oh, that's me.
But you can't participate. You're too high to.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. So how? And I meant to ask you too, Stevie. How high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10? We always like to gauge this for our audience.
I'm going to say 6 out of 10.
Okay. Very good. Like that. Dave?
I'll say a 5.
5. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice. Yeah, we're chill.
Very chill.
Two
I like
chill
that.
Guys, you know?
Just two chill dudes hanging out. Yeah, around a 5 or a 6. So tell us about I Burn Everything.
I Burn Everything is... it's been super fun for us to do. We have like the funniest and most interesting people we can think of on, and we make them tell us all about their relationship history and their eating history and their relationship to food.
Oh, man.
How they eat with people they're dating. And I feel like we shouldn't toot our own horn too much because there are times where we will fully forget to talk about one or the other.
Yeah, sometimes we just have an episode about food only.
I love it.
And you know, a lot of times, absolutely. Like, people, we love really, you know, wild, intense, or just personal, funny stories. So if someone's going to launch into their big, this is my crazy breakup story, like, we want to hear it.
Yeah.
And we will sort of accidentally lose track of time, look at our phones and go, oh, also, what did you? Yeah. What
do you like lunch?
What kind of dinner do you like? What's your favorite dinner?
We'll like phone in a food question. Do you like scrambled eggs or no?
Do you like? We gotta get food.
It's
in
a yes
here
or
somehow.
No question.
We gotta get food in here.
I would say this season there's a better. We've kind of gotten that mix like pretty balanced right now.
Except for one episode, but.
It just leans one like really hard
it's
into
just straight up relationship talk for the entire time.
Oh, yeah. just working through something.
Yeah.
Great.
But I
That's
think
great.
We helped them.
Yeah, I think we may have changed
That's
that
awesome.
Person's
I love
life.
That thing that you were just talking about. I feel like I can so relate to that. It's weird because I don't think I've ever cognitively thought about it. But hearing you say like how you eat when you're in a relationship. It's so interesting to me because that absolutely is a thing, right? Like,
oh yeah.
I mean, I'm not in a relationship right now at the moment, and I feel like I can kind of like, you know, just sort of eat how I eat, or like I don't have to think about, you know, anybody else's like cravings or anything like that,
or like what time you have to eat.
What time?
That's like a big thing,
that's
isn't
a
it?
Huge thing.
It's always like, you want to eat at 6? You want to eat at 7? So or much calling, negotiating.
Calling someone on your way home from work, like, what are you thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. What would you like?
Yeah.
It's hard. That's hard.
Those conversations are tricky.
They are. Yeah. It's almost like
I know.
Everyone should hire someone to figure it out for them. Like there should be a third party in every relationship to be like, it's pizza night, guys.
A food.
That's
arbitrator.
Very
smart. Yeah.
Yeah. That's get like a food arbitrator that comes in.
Yeah.
Totally impartial.
Totally impartial.
Yeah. You tell the food arbitrator your allergies and your preferences, and then the person calculates what you most likely would want, you know?
Yeah. I love that.
And takes into account like Sunday. Everyone has a Sunday cheat day, according to our podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely do. I absolutely do.
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday's the day. Sunday's some the people day. Like Fridays, though.
Oh. But there's some people like me who from Tuesday through Sunday is the day. Yeah. That's what I've been on lately.
Monday's like the salad day?
Monday, I got to get my shit in order this week. And that's the one.
That was my day today. I got groceries today and I was like, you have to just buy food that makes sense. You have to. And I did it. But it was also really crowded there, so I just got in as quickly as I could.
Right.
And it was Trader That's Joe's, funny. And it was, you know, everything I passed is on the table right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trader Joe's is good for snacks.
Very good.
It's a snack palace. It's
Snack palace is perfect. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. That's so funny. I remember dating a woman who liked to have 2 breakfasts.
Oh, no.
And like 2 smaller breakfasts.
Oh. How far apart?
Like a couple of hours.
Second breakfast.
A second breakfast, which I think is great. I think that's cool. I just want 1 breakfast, though.
Yeah.
So
is she, so an, it'd be like is she an athlete? What's happening?
Oh, yeah. She's an Olympic swimmer.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Was it like 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock?
Yeah. Like, 8, 8:30, yeah.
And then what happens in the afternoon, if that's not too personal?
Three lunches.
Yeah, three lunches. Yeah, it would go up one every single meal, and then be four dinners, and then it's five midnight snacks.
Oh, my gosh.
She was consuming 11,000 calories a day. It was insane.
That's so cool.
But swimming for 20 hours of the day.
Yeah. You know, hey.
She was at a deficit, actually.
Yeah. She was losing weight.
Eating in the pool.
That was her cutting diet. Yeah.
Oh, man. I used to do second breakfast, honestly. But I was like sincerely like doing what we were just joking about.
I was like 8 and 11.
Yeah, I was like 8 and 11, and I would like swim. I would like do like practice triathlons, and then I'd eat second breakfast.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Right? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I miss those days.
Yeah.
I skip breakfast entirely.
You just
now.
Looked I'm at just me like... with the most like competitive. It's like, you know how a cat's eyes change when they see a predator?
Yes.
Or prey? I feel like you just looked at me like you wanted to race me right now.
I do.
No, thank you.
Should we pause for a foot race?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I can't imagine how like bad that would go for me.
Yeah, we both end up at the hospital within minutes on our own accord.
Absolutely.
I'm going to take myself.
I would get injured 100% for sure. That's awesome. So I burn everything. I love that. What a cool conceit for a podcast.
Also perfect cross section of audience. People listening to this, I feel like, would love to listen to a 100% podcast where food and relationships.
Stoners love talking about relationships. Yes. Stoners love talking about food, of course.
So check it out, audience.
Absolutely. I burn everything. And it came out a couple weeks ago.
Season 3. We took a long hiatus and we came back.
Awesome.
It's funny how different things are now.
Yeah.
We started doing the show in 2015. And Yeah.
The
country was different.
Yeah.
Our lives were different.
Love still existed.
Yeah. We had a bunch of season 1 and 2 guests who were in relationships that they talked a lot about that are potentially maybe not happening anymore now.
Most.
What?
Is there an I love or I burn everything love curse? Is that a thing?
Oh, well, we never considered it.
We're the hosts, and if we're any
indication.
Right.
Hardcore, yeah, there's a huge curse.
Yeah.
While also being cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, but we're helpful.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
So dumb.
we've revealed so much on that. Like we've actually walked it back a little bit where now we just want to get dirt out of our guests. But like if you go back and listen, you get a real snapshot of what was going on with me in like 2016.
Oh, man.
Which feels like 10 years ago.
It really does. Yeah. I think they say Trump ages you 7 years per year. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's true. That's how I feel.
Oh, that's definitely how I feel.
Close to dead.
I know. Thank God. Yeah, that's the benefit of it. Thanks, Trump, for killing us early.
Yeah, he killed us all.
What a cynical, fatalistic view. I don't really feel that way. I'm just kidding, guys. This is all good vibes.
You can literally say anything. And if you follow it up with it's good vibes, then it's good vibes.
Yeah, you're right. It's all good vibes. Yeah. It's all good vibes.
Leave a threatening voicemail.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, it's all good vibes.
And like I said, I'll fucking kill you. All right. It's all good vibes. All good vibes. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, hope to hear from you. Bye.
You're dead.
Don't misunderstand me. I never want to speak to you again as long as we both live. But it is all good vibes.
All good vibes.
So anyway, bye.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it's cute. It kind of cuts it a little bit.
It's the it's how the Southern people are always like, God bless her or whatever they say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's our version.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Whatever they say. Yeah. And they'll say something horrible and then say that. And you're just like, people are awful.
Roger's going to burn in hell. Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
It's about time we had like a Californian version of that.
About time.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
The time is now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Good vibes.
Good vibes.
I like that. Let's do it. Let's get it going. Awesome. I'm super glad you guys are here. Thanks for being here. And I look forward to checking out I burn everything, as you guys, as the listeners, should as well.
So make sure to check out our extra work if you can, too.
Yeah, that's right. Check out that extra work. let's jump to our first segment here, you guys, shall we?
Yeah.
This segment is called the Hypothetical Situation. So, the hypothetical situation.
I really like that voice.
It's a good voice.
I'm sorry.
Could you play it again for us?
Yeah.
Is that possible? Yeah,
sure.
I want to just...
Situation. Wow, yeah.
It's pleasing. It's
makes me really happy. Hypothetical situation.
Vegas, will you please hire this guy?
Wow. I would dance to this.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Drew, what's the lowest amount of money that you would accept for like a weekend residency at like Cascade in Vegas? Like,
yeah.
Like, and it's the same deal that like Skrillex, everybody does when they have a weekend. Yeah. They're like,
oh my God.
All the work, like your whole rig. A giant, like tons of people.
Yeah.
What could they offer you, like truly lowballing that you would accept?
$2?
Yeah. I mean, like, what an experience.
They give me that audience and I do sound effects like fucking this the whole time. Like,
well, I would say they can't guarantee the audience. They can guarantee the venue.
Yeah. And also, if there was an audience and you got there and you realized there was an audience, how fucking terrified would you be to like go out and present just sound effects
in front of like an audience where all just tripping on
and it was like there's like $30 cover charges for whatever club it is. Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's like probably an all told $400 night for these
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
And I come
huh?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Why?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Why
yeah.
If their budget is so, if they're getting $400 per person, why are they asking his lowest? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, where's all the money going to?
There's your manager right there, my friend.
If you need reps, let me know. I'll get you a lot more money.
Yeah. I'd be down.
Don't sign the contract.
Okay. I'll look. I mean, I'd love to sign. Can I ask you questions about you repping me?
Absolutely.
How many other homegrown sound effect DJs do you represent right now?
Currently just one.
Okay.
Other one.
One other one.
Yeah.
DJ Greencrack.
Greencrack from yes. Wisconsin. Yeah. She is also a mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the sound effects are heavy kid friendly.
That's
you know?
A cool angle.
Yeah.
Everybody needs an angle. Yeah, like, what's their thing?
You always need a mom is my roster theory. As long as I have one mom, I'm good.
Gotta have one mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
So you'll be a nice fit.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
You fit, yeah. She's got the mom demographic covered.
Okay. I'll tell my people.
Okay. Okay. You have other people? Or?
Not reps, just
okay.
people.
Friends. You tell your friends? Good.
Like
neighbors.
Your friends. Hey, guys, I think I just got some rep. So the hypothetical situation.
Oh, yeah, we derailed your game.
Oh,
okay.
Trust me. This is a show where derailing happens a lot.
Okay.
We welcome it. We welcome it. So the hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high. And I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical situation and you're going to act it out. Any of us can join and you know, add in anything like that. Make sense?
Sure.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And the theme for the hypothetical situation is burn.
Thank God.
Right?
Yes.
Burn.
Is that for us?
That's for you guys. Yeah.
Burn.
Burn, baby.
Burn. So... Dave, we're gonna have you go first, and your hypothetical situation. You looked at me as if you didn't know either if you were here or who Dave was.
I'm just really excited to start recording.
Right, we're gonna press the record button pretty soon. So far, we always forget because we're all high. No, we pressed it. Right, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan. You are a spin instructor,
mm-hmm.
all right? And, you specialize in, you believe that ASMR spin helps to burn calories faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're here taking your spin class, and you are here to go through the ASMR spin workout, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Great. Awesome. DJ Blue Dream, can we maybe get some light, a little bit of light, like spin music?
Light spin music.
And I think maybe it'd be like, I don't know. Oh man, that's fucking perfect.
Why is that so funny for spin?
It's very funny for spin. It's very funny. Awesome. Dave Horowitz. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Maybe this is just me. I haven't heard you the whole class. I'm not sure. I saw everybody. Looked like everybody was a little out of sync and not sure what to do. Maybe everybody. But I definitely couldn't hear you.
Yeah. No. You're not alone.
Oh, great.
I've been sitting here wondering when the class was gonna start.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Same. Yeah. Yeah.
I am so sorry. Can you just give me?
What is going on?
Did you not pass out the headphones? Did you not pass? What did we talk about before I got here?
Sorry.
I called you and I said we're doing something different.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Well, don't be sorry. Be different. Okay. Be better.
Okay. I don't want to lose this job, man. I'll be a good technical director.
This is the fourth best spin studio in this neighborhood.
That's true.
I want to get to at least two by the end of the year, or I'm going to hang myself.
A lot of pressure, man. Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
Here you go. I'm handing these out. Here you go, guys.
No, it's too late. Okay. All right. The thing I was trying isn't working. Just whatever. Just do a regular spin class. Okay, guys. We're going up a mountain. Yeah, great. Okay, push it. You're doing so great. You guys are rock stars. All right, standing position two. And lean over on three and back to one in your saddle. And just repeat that. I need like a minute.
Dave Horowitz.
Oh my God. Oh my God, my cheeks hurt. That was so funny.
Oh, that's great. I know. Yeah, my cheeks are too. Yeah.
I could have not done anything there and just listened to him whispering the instructions.
I know.
So funny.
It was.
So good.
It was very funny. And also, I don't think I'm an ASMR person. But that might be the first time I think I might have felt a little bit of what they feel.
Whoa.
Yeah, so maybe it's your voice.
Maybe I'm missing my calling.
Yeah.
I need to make money off of this.
You could be an ASMR DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Should.
We could share a weekend.
I would love to sign you.
Look at Stevie coming here and just fucking just getting client after client after you're raking it up.
Every opportunity is a business opportunity.
That's true.
Wow. LA. We laugh, but
it's
honestly.
True. Yeah,
that's true.
Honestly.
That's true. Yeah, you can't turn it off. Not in this town.
No.
Gotta constantly be closing. Constantly be closing.
CBC.
Stay with me. CBC.
CBC.
Awesome. That was great. Mm. Let's, so Stevie, you're going to go next.
Okay, great.
So again, the theme is burn. And your situation is you are a recovering insult comic. And you're going through your 12 steps, mm-hmm. And you are at step 8, where you are here, and the three of us are all audience members that you have insulted before.
Okay.
And you're here to make amends with being an insult comic. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Awesome. Stevie Nelson.
Could I have a song?
Oh, sure.
That's a girl in the crowd at his DJ weekends. It's been silent for. This song is even better the second time.
So you had me come here. I got the email, and sorry that intro music was really jarring for me.
I know you're right. I know that for a fact.
Thank you. So yeah, you were saying in the email that that you did a show at Haha's
Haha Lounge.
And yes. I was in the audience, and you had insulted me, and
yeah. I don't know if you remember.
Sorry. I dropped my crystals.
I'm sorry. I've been crying all day.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
No, it's just hard sometimes to recap all the stuff I said, and to make a proper amends, sometimes you have to retrace your steps. And
right.
You know, if there's something I wouldn't say today, like I had written down in my diary from that day that I had called you a fart face.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In front of your wife.
Right.
And I told her I was grossed out by her.
Yeah, no, that's right. I remember that. And
are you still married?
Yeah, no, we're not actually.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so yeah. I wanted to make amends to you and your ex-wife, for all the insults that I said and for destroying your marriage.
Yeah, well, you know, you should know, like, I get that, like, yeah. I get that, right? And cool, but. You know, like, my wife did leave me because she said after that show, like,
you're a coward.
Well, she did say that, yeah. But she also said that
you're not smart enough to be dating her.
Okay, it's like you were in the room when she broke up with me. But she did say that. But
said you were supposed to be, like, saying sorry to us about stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a really good point.
Right, yeah.
Basically flaming us. And these are, I mean, they're pretty funny roasts, but still.
Well, I guess, like, the problem is I wanted my sponsor to be here because I wasn't prepared for someone to say thank you, but you said but, and they said no rebuttals. So I'm just feeling a little on the defense, so I'm going to have to make another amends to you for being defensive in my first amends. If you'll just accept the apology without a but, it would help, and I could get to the next next guys.
Sure, yeah, I accept the apology.
Thank you so much. I still don't like you, but okay.
Seems to me like you're still burning. You're still roasting. It seems to me that I'm just going to say that.
I think you owe me an amends now. I just hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
Man, I drove in rush hour for this.
I know. I'm so sorry. Okay, Dan. Yeah. I guess what I'd like to start with is you were 15 minutes late to this. And I take this pretty seriously. It feels like you were disrespecting my time. And before I can actually make a proper amends, I would like an amends.
What? The whole point of this was that you're supposed to apologize to him.
Ugh. Well, actually, Steve.
What?
I mean, at least you remembered our names. That's interrupted. Cool.
Yeah, that is cool. You actually interrupted me just now, and you stepped on Dan's amends. So before I can keep going, you're going to have to make an amends to first Dan and then Dan.
What?
And then Dan.
I flew here from Corpus Christi.
I actually don't need an amends from him.
Oh, in order, but the thing is, it has to be has to be passed. So the truth is Steve does have to pass you the amends and then I have to get it.
If someone has a dry erase board, just start. Could you write the directions down, like the steps?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyone who says but, I'm not prepared, so I'll say something mean. So then I'll have to make a second amends, okay? So it'll be double the amends. And then anytime someone interrupts me or is kind of mean in general to someone else and disrespects someone else, you have to pass the amends to the other person back to me. It has to hit. There's a triangle. It's a triangle.
Can we trade the most elaborate amends?
Yeah.
The mathematical
you can swap
equation.
Amends, yeah. But there'll probably be no healing in that because the amends were meant for other people, you know? But if you do want me to get to my amends, you'll all three have to say you have to make amends to me first, and then I'll continue.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for saying that.
Okay.
I also am truly sorry.
Yeah, that feels right. Thank you. Dan?
I, too, I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for saying that. Okay, now I can keep going. Steve? Mm-hmm. You just interrupted me.
Stevie Nelson! Oh, man. What a web. What a hilarious web like trying not to uphold your accountability. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. That was so funny. Awesome. This next hypothetical, you guys are going to do together.
Fun.
Yeah. And so you guys host a new two-person talk show on E! Called Hot or Not. Mm. And we are going to give you... DJ Blue Dream and I are the producers, and we're going to give you the topics, and you're going to say whether they're hot, what your opinion of whether they're hot or not, and why.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. DJ Blue Dream, could we get a little bit of like intro E-network, I guess, type of music? Welcome back to Hot or Not. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, and please welcome your host and co-host, Dave and Stevie.
Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Excited to find out who's
hot
H or N. Sorry, the producer said we have to save time, that we're running a little bit behind schedule, so I abbreviated two of the words.
Love that.
That's
two of
right.
the W's.
Just use the letters, guys.
All letters, all the time.
All right, your first topic, hot or not, tell us. Dog bites.
Ooh, you know, I've had one of these before, and I got to tell you, not fun.
Not fun. Yeah, it's going to be an N for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I experienced my pretty serious dog bite a couple years ago when I went to the urgent care. This is a true story. The woman literally left me on the table with my finger pinned open to go pick up her pad thai delivery. So I'm going to go N on that.
Okay, our first N, double N of the night.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's look at this viewer submitted suggestion. Mm-hmm. Towels.
Oh, wow.
This one's not even tough for me.
This is not hard for me at all. This is honestly the easiest one for me. Mm-hmm. Hands down. Cotton towels, all towels. N.
N? Wait a minute. Whoa, we are not as in sync as
everyone thought.
Was our chemistry read all for naught? You're an N?
I'm an N, yeah.
Tell me about it.
I can't. I can't.
You can't. I'm sorry. We are live. I'm sorry. You can't because it's simply too much for you, too emotional, or you just simply won't?
Oh, I'm not capable.
You're okay, again, a follow-up. You're not capable. Does that mean you've been moved to the point of being overwhelmed and you don't want to talk about it on TV, or there's something wrong with you right now, physically, that's preventing you from completing the thought?
Oh, it feels like there could be a few other options besides those two. Also feels like you're stalling. Look, I gave my N. What is your rating?
I'm a hard Y, okay? Imagine.
What's a Y?
Oh, sorry. I'm a firm H.
It's H or N, Dave.
I'm a firm H. And here's why towels are hot to me. Imagine a steamy shower. Steam is basically billowing under the closed door. Okay, you're on the other side of the door. Who knows what you're doing? Maybe you're sitting on the edge of the bed. Maybe you're looking at your phone. Who knows? It's your fantasy.
Yeah, and there are the other options. Like maybe you're riding a bike, or maybe you're passing the plate at the dinner table.
Well, if you're maybe you're riding a stationary bike.
Could be.
Okay, let's say you are. Let's say you're riding a stationary bike. Bathroom door opens.
Yeah.
And out of a billowy cloud of steam is, let's say, your crush or your beau with a towel wrapped around them, kind of leaning in a doorway like, hey, lover, it's
wow.
me.
Okay.
That's H.
H. Okay. Well, I strongly disagree.
Okay. Pretty okay.
That scenario does nothing for you.
All right. Okay, great. Your next topic, having a personality disorder. Hot or not? Tell our viewers.
You know, I had a pretty spicy ex who had a redacted, and let's just say she was very H. Kept it very H.
I'm going to have to strongly agree with this one. I think a personality disorder adds a lot of spice and
unpredictability.
I was going to say that, which would have been too predictable. H for me.
Great.
How about all wood roller coasters?
Okay.
This
is hard for both
well,
of us.
I don't know if so. I don't.
Can we talk about this?
I don't know if the producers are throwing us an intentional curveball, but everyone associated with this show knows that we had a very bad experience
on
at Coney Island.
Yep.
Together.
In the same sea.
We nearly perished. Although I will say, now that I'm talking about it, that
hot.
Kind of near-death experience, adrenaline pumping.
Yeah.
I think I was, now that I'm remembering it, I was rock hard. So I'm going to go H. I am going to go affirm H.
Yeah, I had never felt more alive than that day. And every time I'm doing anything in life, I'm trying to recreate that moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big H, even though you were trying to derail us.
That's the hypothetical situation. Great job, guys. Great job. That was hilarious. Before we come back we'll check in with DJ Blue Dream in a second and then do one more quick little segment here. But, you know, you guys have been working hard. Our listeners have been working hard. Let's go ahead and take a little blaze break, shall we? So if you got a bowl or a joint or a vape, maybe a 5-milligram little gummy.
Or 100.
Or 100-milligram gummy. Yeah, go ahead and we'll be right back. Hey, stoners. For more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out imtooeffinghigh.com. Okay, well, welcome back, everybody. So before we get to this last comedic challenge here, let's check in with DJ Blue Dream for DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibes.
She's giving me the excitation.
Not bad vibes.
Good.
Bad vibes, get out of here.
DJ Blue Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
Okay, so this is normally a segment where I just share something that gives you some good vibes while you're getting high to us. To us. Is that the right expression?
While you get high to us.
Get high to us.
<There's> like
this one, I will admit, I'm going to share like a video, which you can watch if you want online, but you can also just hear it, where I'm not, it's good-ish, it's interesting, but I'll be honest, it's just a little disturbing. Not in a terrible way.
Wow.
But after watching it, I was like, I almost don't want to believe it. Like, I don't want to believe it's real, but I think it's real. Okay, so this is from a radio show called The Bully and the Beast, and they start to talk about, like, their poop. Okay, so that's why. If you're, you know what, if you're eating at home or something, maybe you skip, like, a minute or two ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Is my sound on? There we go. Okay.
Just like we all touch shit before.
I've never shitted in a tissue before.
You touch shit every single day if you shit. Like, you don't wipe yourself? It got shit in the tissue when you wipe yourself.
You don't know how to get the... Why are you touching the shit? The tissue is for the shit.
That's what I'm saying. You grab shit all the time.
No, you're not saying that. You don't. Yeah, you wipe.
You're not wiping. You grab the shit.
You don't grab... Why are you grabbing shit?
Hold on.
Do you got shit stuck in your ass while you're taking...
Are you telling me that y'all just let the doodle fall in the toilet? Y'all don't catch it every time?
Yo. I am about to leave, bro.
How do y'all take a shit?
Oh, my God.
I must have seen this shit wrong.
My nigga.
I've been catching my shit all these years.
Nah, I'm more disgusted than, like, I feel like I can't continue.
What are you talking about?
My stomach is
hold
turning.
On. So y'all just sit there and shit right, come right out? No way.
What happens if you got the runs or something like that? Yo, what do you do then?
That shit, you wash your hands. Why do you think people wash their hands?
Oh.
Yo, you shit in your hand, bro?
With tissue.
This is worse than I thought.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I wasn't, for the first minute, I wasn't really following. I was like, what is the argument here? Until she spelled it out. I'm like, there's not a world.
When he says, you guys just let doo-doo fall straight in the toilet.
Was when I was like, oh, no.
It is. It's like.
But why would you not let that? Like, it's the most backwards. Yeah. And I just, I really do just feel, I ultimately do just feel so bad for him.
I
because
do too.
He's so, it's like everyone's crazy to him.
Oh my God.
This is the most normal thing in the world to him. He does it every day of his life.
To him, this is fucking normal. This is how. Who taught him how to shit?
I was gonna say.
Who taught him?
Who raises kids?
And when she says something like, that's what we do, and he takes a breath and then goes, nah. Nah, I don't
know. Nah, couldn't be. Oh my gosh.
I mean.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the disturbing content, listeners, but if you want to look that up, Google, Lord help this man in his poop process.
It's more disturbing that you just like see a man deteriorate.
Yeah,
like,
that
guy doesn't know who he is anymore.
No,
100%, 100%.
He's just wandering the streets.
Yeah, it's like when somebody's been gaslit and they just realize it, and they just like, everything is suddenly the real truth is being revealed. Of like, I've been shitting the wrong way, and that looked like probably a 30-year-old man.
Yeah,
the rest of his life is just going to be the end of Shutter Island every single second of his life forever. Shitter Island.
Oh, good night.
I'm clapping
folks.
For myself. I'm clapping for
good
myself.
Good night, folks.
I got it. I had to admit.
You deserved an applause.
You did.
My hands were full.
My hands are too hot.
Yeah. Says the lady that played woman hands. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
You're right.
That makes sense.
Like, oh, they're nice and red.
Yeah.
And the wrong color.
You guys wanted these sweaty, right?
Yeah, you wanted gross hands.
We gotta shoot with them. We just have to.
Yeah.
We'll say it was raining outside. I don't know.
Let's do this. Let's just do this last comedic challenge here, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This segment is called Pack It, Then Pitch It.
Watch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave.
Did it go out? Oh, it felt like it went out.
That's it.
Very mysterious, DJ. So Pack It and Pitch It is, you guys are a writing team, all right? And you have a few brand new TV scripts that we have the titles of that we're gonna give you here. And you're just gonna go through the whole pitch of the show, the conceit of it, what you envision, why you wrote it, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, great.
Make sense?
Yes.
Sure, cool. Okay, awesome. Okay, well, great. Thanks. Thanks for coming down to Weed Flicks, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Of course.
No, of course.
We'll get your parking validated on the way.
Thank
out.
You for the oh, small absolutely. Waters. Yeah. Thank you for yeah. the two small water
yeah,
bottles.
Yeah, did you guys both get two small waters?
I finished both of mine.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'll have
I don't need more. I don't need more. If it's an inconvenience, I don't
I'll have Stefan bring some more in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll have Stefan bring more in. Yeah.
I might put one in my pocket if I don't finish it. I just... Just to let you know.
Is that okay? Is that
yeah. I just wanted to just totally transparent. Obviously, we're here. We're so...
We're
thank you
so,
for the meeting.
Thank you so
I,
much.
Of course.
Hey,
don't be nervous.
We're not taking advantage.
We're not nervous.
We're not taking advantage.
Yeah, no.
So.
It's,
thank you so
no
much.
Problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you guys need small bottles of water to take with you, please. We don't want you to leave here thirsty.
Great.
Okay, great. So... As you know, we're looking for, you know, a vast array of programming here at Weed Flicks. And I understand that you guys have quite a few different genres of shows here that you're here to pitch. Tell us about the procedural UPS Atlanta.
This one has everybody in the office going insane.
Yeah.
I just want to say that, like, straight off the bat.
It's true. It's true. We get emails about it every day.
Okay.
A lot of corrections, but.
A lot of corrections?
Anyway.
So UPS Atlanta obviously takes place in a bustling metropolis.
Yeah.
People need packages delivered. And we do see some of them. We do see some of
some
the
Some of the packages. And the packages.
Mm. Yeah. But the UPS office... is a little bit of a bustling hotbed. It's like you kind of wouldn't expect it.
Yeah.
And we have a couple pretty cool characters at the center in a bit of a Jim and Pam type situation working at the UPS warehouse.
Yeah.
Stevie, do you want to tell them a little bit about our central relationship in the show?
Our central relationship is it's Jim and Pam-esque, like they said, but we name them differently. So we have Tim and Sam, and it's what you guessed. It's a same-sex couple. So
you're welcome.
Yeah, okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
Diversity.
Yeah.
Is what we read that you guys
thank
wanted.
You. Yes,
so
absolutely.
That is.
But it also spoke to us personally.
Because we understand and we're open. We're very open people.
Oh, yes. Yes. So are we. Yes. Very open.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, so we'll continue. Okay, so that's our lead couple, and it's the whole season's like, will they, won't they, will they, won't they. Meanwhile, there are so many packages, you know,
and
they're piling up.
And it's Christmas time. It's always Christmas time.
It's always Christmas time
in the show.
I love that.
Yeah, we wanted to make it so that when people are watching it, that there's something to look forward to, because normal packages are like Amazon, you know, whatever, right. Not too interesting. But if it's always Christmas in Atlanta, then there's just a lot of types of Christmases. And so each episode is a different year. We are going to start in 1930 when USPS was founded.
Wow.
And UPS actually too.
And so then I'm guessing 1930, Tim and Sam. That's probably not like an openly gay relationship, I'm imagining, in the workplace.
No.
It's not.
Great tension.
Yeah.
Great tension.
A lot of tension. Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. As we inch towards the 2000s, Dave, can you tell them what happens?
Well, okay. I mean, and again, we're aware that means that we will be getting a pretty big episode order. So, you know, we have it planned for decades in the future. But in the 2000s, Tim and Sam are finally out and they are retiring from UPS Atlanta.
I like this. So So you're talking about 70 seasons where our viewers can grow and
old
age
with
yes.
Bit of a Richard Linklater's Boyhood meets a procedural.
Write that down.
Meets Christmas All the Time plus Atlanta.
Atlanta.
I love Atlanta. Atlanta's great.
It's a great show.
Donald Glover, great show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In that style.
in that exact style.
Gritty.
Gritty.
Very atmospheric.
Short films almost. More
vignette-y.
Than,
yeah.
Vignette. And it is a procedural, and it does start in 1930, and it is vignette-y.
And we do have a theme song.
And we do.
Oh, can we hear a little snippet?
Yeah. We actually just recorded it. So, yeah.
Oh,
you
great.
Can hear it.
Great.
I'll play it off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll great just idea. Get it up on the Dropbox.
Perfect. Okay.
So let me just pause it right there.
Right.
So the lyrics are UPS Atlanta is the show we're making. And I want to tell you,
meta,
it is not coincidental and it's not accidental. We wanted to remind the viewers the whole time. Mm. You are watching a creation.
A show
you know?
In the making.
Just having our names up.
Yeah.
Like created by at the end. Mm-hmm. Not enough.
Yeah.
So when they see the pictures of the characters, Tim, Sam, we didn't even talk about Rita, but there's a bit of a comedic character there. And she's a little older.
She's,
we'll just say
she's wacky.
She's a little older.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this because if we go 70 years, that means at some point Rita's going to die. Mm-hmm.
Within the first 5 episodes.
Oh.
Okay, well, that's a bit of a...
Perfect. Well, that's perfect.
Pretend you didn't hear that and just order 5 scripts. And us changing the theme song, it's not going to happen. It's non-negotiable.
That's non-negotiable for both of us.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we can work with that.
We can work with it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
This is going so great.
This is going really well.
I know you have... we're buying that. We are buying that. You had one more that you came in here with.
We do, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You have a sitcom.
Yeah.
My roommate Zeus,
yeah. Mm. Well, okay, so you know how all sitcoms are essentially family sitcoms, right?
Mm. Yes.
We're like, besides all the ones that are written about friends,
well, but hold on. You think you may hold on now though. Because when you think about it, aren't our friends just our non-biological family.
You're right. Friends are people we pick as
our
family.
I've never thought of that.
We firmly believe that all shows that are at their core about family. You know, the cut-ups on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, they might be coworkers, but that's a family.
They're mostly family.
Yeah. The Simpsons, they might just all be these weird yellow guys, but that's a family.
They're definitely a family.
Yeah.
They all have the same name, too, Dave.
The Simpsons are quite literally, I think, a family.
Yeah, but I think they're also like...
Friends.
Metaphorically,
they're
a family.
Also clearly
also metaphorically.
They're a family that's friends.
You also can tell they really like each other. They definitely seem friendly.
And on the show Friends, two of them are siblings.
Family.
I like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Write that down.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So
two of them are friends.
Right. Okay. So we wanted to write something that's the opposite of a family-friendly sitcom, right? So our sitcom, My Roommate Zeus, is about prisoners. It's a sitcom about prisoners. I get emotional because
we have been working on this pitch for so long,
and we just take a tissue.
You know when you just get married to an idea,
and then someone tries to be like, "We don't like the name Zeus," and we're like, "We can't fucking negotiate that."
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So sitcom in a jail cell, basically, right?
Yeah.
What's funny about that? I'd love you to answer.
We have a whole pitch prepared. We gotta sell them on it. If they don't think it's funny.
And I'm notorious for not having any sense of humor, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay, you know what?
When it comes to sitcoms, I'm just going to stare blankly at you.
Yeah, but that feels right. That's most pitches for us. So,
But what if this is a gamble that pays off? You know what? Ask him again.
Okay, so what I have written in my pitch is ask the execs.
You scribbled over our written
Take another
pitch.
Tissue. Take another tissue. Yeah,
oh, not that tissue. Not
oh
that
my
box.
God. I'm so
That's
sorry.
My, that box is...
oh, what is that?
Remember
oh my
that
God.
Guy who, yeah, there's a guy who came in here. He uses those tissues. Okay. Sorry, keep going.
Wow, no, I'm so sorry. Okay, so is it okay that I'm crying?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm not very comfortable with women's emotions, so
I know. Everyone we've pitched you has said the same thing.
No, keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. I think they're gonna crack.
Okay, so I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be stereotypical, but I'm going to ask you for the third time. I don't mean to nag. I don't want to nag. But I just wanted to incorporate you in my pitch, so. Okay. What's funny about a jail cell sitcom?
Well, I guess, you know, we've never seen it before, and like,
yeah,
there's potential to like break expectations there with like, you know, maybe subverting the normal kind of like prison life, make it seem, you know, kind of more domesticated or
okay, cool. Tell us more. Who are the characters at the center of the story?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good question. Maybe
you could
like
have a guy
called
like Jake Burns who like runs the jail.
Oh yeah, Jake Burns. Jake Burns.
We're gonna
is like,
write this down if you
mind.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I
sure.
Guess,
yeah.
Because so you can remind yourself of what your actual idea is.
Of our,
this is working.
We're differentiating. Yeah. We just want to differentiate. Okay.
We just don't want our versions to be too similar is the thing.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. Because what if it's like we don't want to tell you first, because if we tell you first then you'll be like, that was our idea, and then we'll have to battle it out.
Yeah.
But what do you think like is like a what we couldn't get past is like
what the pilot
the
should
pilot
be about.
Should look like.
Well, maybe you've got this guy like, you know, Jake Burns, and you know, Jake Burns is a good guy. On the outside he was a teacher.
Who's a teacher?
He's
a teacher. Yeah.
And
we meet him doing like we fade in, right? Jake Burns in a classroom. Suddenly the police burst in the door, bam, and say, Jake Burns, you're
boom!
The one.
Boom. Open up. Boom, 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 boom. You know, like really big, really exciting. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. I bet we can get like Luis Guzman to play a cop. You
know?
Oh my God, we love him.
Yeah, Luis is great. And
and is Jake Josh Radner? Could it be?
Ooh, he could be.
Easily. Wow. The Rads. I could get the Rads in a heartbeat for this.
Do you have any
connections
to him by any chance?
Oh, the favors that guy owes me. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Perfect. So that's great.
So he's a lock.
Yeah.
He's a lock.
If I ask him, he dances.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
So then I'm imagining, you know, like, you know, Jake Burns, he has no idea what's going on. He's eating breakfast with his kids.
Oh,
now we like him. We love him.
He's got kids.
He saved the cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He kisses all the kids on the forehead.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Kisses them on the forehead.
But one of them is like, ew, dad, you know, because she's getting a little too old.
Yeah. She's a teenager. Yeah. And she doesn't want to sexualize her father.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge problem for women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
write that down.
Oh, what? I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's good to remember.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
We'll let you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, please
when
do.
We know.
Yeah, let us know. We would love it if you guys bought this script from us. Yeah.
Do you mind validating my parking?
That's packing and pitch it. Oh man. Guys, what a blast.
This is so fun.
Yeah, so you guys got high. You came here. Well, you came here first, then you got high.
Yes.
You got put on the spot, right? Doing these comedic challenges. How do you feel?
I feel really good, satisfied.
Yeah.
I got a nice cry in. That was nice.
Yeah, that's great.
How was the gummy affecting your, how did it change your experience or did it?
It did. It made me hotter and I think like gigglier. Like I definitely
great.
Think. Cool. Yeah, I love those gummies. Yeah,
oh, man. Giggly highs are the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So other than I Burn Everything, Dave, we'll start with you. Where can people find you? Do you want people to find you on social media or any other shows?
Yeah, you can check me out on Twitter, Dave Horowitz. There's an underscore, Dave underscore Horowitz. And on Instagram, just Dave Horowitz. And if you want to see me on screen, you can check out a 2008 episode of Cheap Seats with Randy and Jason Sklar. There's a sketch where there's profiling an athlete who's like a competitive hugger. That was his thing where he like hugs people. And I played a competitive hugger in the background of a scene where people are competitively hugging. So find that show that was on like ESPN4 in 2008.
Wow.
And this is the only way anyone can ever see you on a screen anywhere, computer screen, or Google search. Anything.
I mean, you can follow me on Twitter, and you might see some videos of me there. And I have done some other stuff, but I really just urge you, if you want to kind of get my essence, you're gonna want to look at that episode of Cheap Seats.
It's the most honest version of him.
Yeah.
She's right.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. Stevie, how about you? Where do you want people finding you on the internet?
Oh, I would love people to find me. I'm at I am Stevie Nelson on everything.
Great.
And you can also check out nothing.
You know, are you sure?
I'm positive.
You know,
yeah.
I looked, and that thing that we did that we always talk about on our show, like the when we met, the video we made, is gone. You can't find it anymore. I was gonna plug that.
Wow. We could have.
Could have.
You know, where is our sketch comedy going?
I know.
If not to private, when somebody's YouTube page gets more serious and career oriented, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm real.
Sounds like you have a resentment and an amends to make.
We will talk about this in the lift.
Awesome, guys, this is great. You can also you can check out us on Twitter and Instagram at I'm Too Effing High. Also check out I'mTooEffingHigh.com for information on our live shows. First Saturday of every month. We also have a couple of side satellite shows coming up at some different theaters. You can check out the info from there. And then on a personal plug, check out the show Florida Girls on Pop TV. It's a show I wrote for and also appear on. And the first season is all done. So give it a look-see. Anything else, DJ Blue Dream?
No, I was thinking if I should plug anything, but I don't think I have any extras appearances.
Yeah. Mm.
We could change that.
I guess. You, we can get you.
Can you contact me to Central Casting?
Absolutely. As your agent of a lot there of things, you go. I will
That's
hook
right.
you up with Central.
Thanks for repping me.
Book in,
across
book
the board.
In.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you be interested in potentially working with me?
Oh. I have too many of your type.
Oh. Would you suggest, like, if I dyed my hair or, like, just had, like, a mustache? Or...
I think, yeah, to all of it.
So should I, like, bleach my hair and get, like, a really thin, pencil-thin John Waters mustache?
Yeah, I don't see why not. And
then you would be my agent?
No, I could tell you I have too many of your types.
Stay too effing high, you guys.
Oh man, what's up, listeners of I'm Too Effing High?
Are you ready for a promo?
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Muriel.
And we're the hosts of Hella in Your 30s.
A podcast about a cool couple trying to do adult stuff.
So each week we invite you to join us as we try to learn things we should probably already know, like how does a stock market work? Can we install that bidet? Why are all of our houseplants dying?
This is a podcast for people of all ages because remember...
Age ain't nothing but a number.
But being hella in your 30s is a state of mind.
So tomorrow's a new day, let's order pizza.
Campfire.